Our King estimates that starting an oyster farm costs roughly $150,000. King manages the operation of Naucaties Oyster Nursery, which sells spat to farmers. Besides the initial investment, there are other obstacles to get through.
The hard thing for farmers is when they start out, there's a lot of outlay for 2 to 3 to 4 years before they have a payday coming in.
It takes roughly 2 years for oyster spat coming from the nursery to grow into a marketable product. To help ease the transition into becoming a full-time shellfish farmer, the nursery has come up with a program called Weekend Warrior. The concept works like this. The nursery would place grow-out rafts around the nursery and lease them out to new farmers.
He can leave his raft here up to 2 years for a $200 a month lease. Then when he goes to his own permitted farm at 2 years, he's starting to get some income off of those oysters. But in the meantime, he can work full-time wherever he's at and come out on the weekends and work his oysters.
The appealing component of the Weekend Warrior program is a gradual transition it allows. King says a new farmer's financial situation doesn't have to be interrupted.
I think the key is that the guy that's going to be a new farmer doesn't get his income flow stopped. So he keeps that while he's getting into the business. I think that's a real important point for him.
The nursery would supply the raft and all the equipment needed to raise a spat.
The latest and most productive types of gear is what we're going to put on this. So we're going to foster onto a new farmer good habits on what he's going to raise his oysters in there.
The Weekend Warrior program would not only make it easier for an individual to enter the shellfish industry, but it would also take some of the risk away as well.
If he got down the line a year, year and a half, and said, I don't think this is for me, he would be able to sell animals he's got and would get a return back for what he did. He probably wouldn't get all of his investment, but certainly a good amount of it back. So it's pretty foolproof for a beginning farmer.
A $35,000 grant from the USDA will allow the nursery to have up to 5 or 6 participants at one time. King says of the people who've shown interest, there are currently 4 individuals who qualify. Another idea the nursery has, which would make things easier on the farmer, is the concept of a regional processing facility. King says the requirement to have a processing facility is one of the most problematic and expensive components of a shellfish farmer's business.
That means that they have to have refrigeration and a very sanitary room, and they get inspections all the time on it. Farmer usually starts out, he's going to put just as little as he can into it. Then he starts expanding, and this refrigerated room is not big enough. So then he's got to expand that again. Each time he expands, he's got to expand it.
Recently, the nursery received a grant for the planning and design of a processing facility. King says it would be located somewhere near the nursery.
Each farmer would be able to bring his product to the processing facility here in Naucaties. And either if he's marketing it to his markets and wants to do that, that's fine. We'll pack them, label them, and ship them for him. He can go back home and start raising oysters again. It'll allow him a lot more time to expand his business.
King's hope is that the processing facility will eventually turn into a marketing cooperative. Oftentimes, marketing can be difficult due to the remote locations of most farmers.
As we grow in volume, we'll hire a professional that sells all of the product. And so the farmer could bring his product over here and leave it and maybe get a check in 10 days, maybe get paid right away. I don't know how it would be set up, but he doesn't have to do his own marketing.
With the Weekend Warrior program starting soon and a processing facility in its early stages, King thinks his Prince of Wales community of roughly 130 residents is set to become a prominent player in the shellfish business.
I think Naucaties is, and Prince of Wales Island, Naucaties in particular, is going to be the epicenter of the industry as we go along, because we have the clean water, we have year-round growth, so this is where it's going to happen.
The Weekend Warrior program is scheduled to begin by the end of September. This fall, King also plans on traveling to Vancouver Island in British Columbia to visit several shellfish operations and do more research on planning a processing facility. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Naugatuck.